Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
I'm Father Matt Fawcett, and I'm so happy to be able to celebrate Mass with you all today. Those listening through the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Dear brothers and sisters, as we come before the Lord's altar this day, we take a moment to recall our need for God's grace and mercy. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, increase our faith, hope, and charity, and make us love what you command, so that we may merit what you promise. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans, brothers and sisters, I consider that the sufferings of this present time are as nothing compared with the glory to be revealed for us. For creation awaits with eager expectation the revelation of the children of God. For creation was made subject to futility, not of its own accord, but because of the one who subjected it, in the hope that creation itself would be set free from slavery to corruption and share in the glorious freedom of the children of God. We know that all creation is groaning in labor pains even until now. And not only that, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, we also groan within ourselves as we await for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we are saved. Now, hope that sees for itself is not hope. For who hopes for what one sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait with endurance. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord has done marvels for us. When the Lord brought back the captives from Zion, they were like men dreaming. Then our mouth was filled with laughter, and our tongue with rejoicing.
The Lord
has done marvels for us. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. We were glad indeed.
The Lord has done marvels for us.
The Lord has done, restore our fortunes, O Lord, like the torrents in the southern desert. Those that sow in tears shall reap rejoicing. Although they go forth weeping, carrying the seed to be sown, they shall come back rejoicing, carrying their sheaves. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Alleluia,
the Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said, "What is the kingdom of God like? To what can I compare it? It is like a mustard seed that a man took and planted in the garden. When it was fully grown, it became a large bush, and the birds of the sky dwelt in its branches." Again he said, "To what shall I compare the kingdom of God? It is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole batch of dough was leavened. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you,
Lord Jesus Christ. Dear brothers and sisters, dear family in Christ, today's first reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans is one of those beautiful passages from St. Paul. Get a sense of his love and his affection for the community that he was writing to. Imagine how much this community had suffered, for one, but how many joys they had experienced. You know, certainly in Rome, they were growing. So they had a great amount of hope in what Christ was doing in their midst. And there's this great line in the near the bottom of this, "For in hope we were saved." That's what Pope Benedict XVI starts his encyclical, Spe Salvi Facti Sumus, which is, "In hope we were saved." So I'm just going to read the introduction to that because it's so beautiful, it's worth hearing and repeating. "In hope we were saved," says St. Paul to the Romans, "and likewise to us. According to the Christian faith, redemption, salvation, is not simply a given. Redemption is offered to us in the sense that we have been given hope, trustworthy hope, by virtue of which we can face our present. The present, even if it is arduous, can be lived and accepted if it leads towards a goal. We can be sure of this goal, and if this goal is great enough to justify the effort of the journey." It's a beautiful way to start an encyclical, for sure, and it gets to our own day, doesn't it? It gets to our own day, our own place in time. The journey is arduous. We've come out, thanks be to God, we're coming out of the midst of this pandemic. Many of us have faced arduous lives, have faced difficulties in life. We've faced the cross. But that hope is still present in our midst. That hope that there is a kingdom to come where one day we will be with God and all the angels and saints forever. That is why we have been saved. Not only that, but in our baptism, if you recall, we have been given 3 special gifts from God, 3 kind of presents, faith, hope, and charity, which is love. We prayed for that at the collect of this Mass, that those might increase in us. So I propose today, as we continue to make this journey, sometimes good, sometimes arduous, that we pray for that virtue of hope that there's a future and that we too might be with Christ in paradise.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
As we wait and expect and hope for the coming of our Lord, we now make these our prayers of petition. We pray for Pope Francis and our bishops that they will be strong and courageous leaders in our secular culture. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for an increase in vocations to the priesthood, religious life, and sacramental marriage. We pray to the Lord. We pray for those who have suffered from severe weather, natural disaster, or other tragedy, that they may be able to recover and rebuild. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for our children, especially those unborn and the most vulnerable, that they will be protected by Our Lady from all evil of this world. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those struggling with serious mental or physical illnesses, or other trials, that they will be completely healed of their afflictions, we pray to the Lord. For all those who have died, especially for the repose of the soul of Teresa Rabago Castillo, for whom this Mass is offered, we pray to the Lord. For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, hear the prayers of this family gathered before you Grant us a place in your kingdom where you live and reign forever and ever.
Amen. You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands, will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands, will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Accept sacrifice at your hands, praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church. Look, we pray, O Lord, on the offerings we make to your majesty, that whatever is done by us in your service may be directed above all to your glory, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Father most holy, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, your Word, through whom you made all things, whom you sent as our Savior and Redeemer, incarnate by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin. Fulfilling your will and gaining for you a holy people, he stretched out his hands as he endured his passion, so as to break the bonds of death and manifest the resurrection. And so, with the angels and all the saints, we declare your glory as with one voice we acclaim. Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, your resurrection, until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope and David our Bishop and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope in the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Have mercy on us. Lamb of God,
you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Of you watching or listening, it's a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. Thank you. May your sacraments, O Lord, we pray, perfect in us what lies within them, that what we now celebrate in signs, we may one day possess in truth, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Mass here on Relevant Radio. Hope you'll join us again tomorrow at the same time, at noon central for Mass. Be sure to join Father Rocky tonight on the Family Rosary Across America at 7 p.m. Central. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth, the Mass has ended.
Thanks be to God.
Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. Do thou, Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer. Hope restored, hearts healed, lives changed. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
I just want to say how thankful I am for your guys' ministry here on the radio. It makes a huge difference in my life. I am 23 years old, and I grew up in a kind of Catholic home. So I didn't even know that the Eucharist was really Jesus until many years later after I fell away and then came back to the faith. I just want to say the Eucharist is such a big part of my faith now. Like believing that Jesus is actually present, body, blood, soul, and divinity, that has been such a big part of my change. Bringing me back to the sacraments, bringing me back to the Catholic Church as my home. I can't even say how much of a difference the Eucharist has made in my life. I notice the difference every single time I go to Mass. The way I come out of Mass is always so much better than the way I go into it. The way I come out of adoration is always so much better than how I go into it. I can go in confused and I come out very like confident and nourished in Christ and with just so much more hope and purpose. It's just changed everything for me.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you.
Call and donate now.
When you call, ask about making a recurring gift.
Recurring gift partners provide a stable, continuous source of income for Relevant Radio, helping to reduce both expenses and dependency on pledge drives. Join our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society today at relevantradio.com or call 1-877-291-0123. 1-877-291-0123.
What we do here is very different. We can report on the news. We can also offer that moral perspective.
I'd like to see all Catholics on their knees in front of the Blessed Sacrament praying the rosary, because Jesus is the one who's the answer.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media. Relevant Radio.
Hope restored, hearts healed, lives changed. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
I'm a professional driver, so I spend all day in my car, actually all day in my work truck, and this is all I listen to all day long is Relevant Radio now.
Now, how do you tune into us, Matt? You have a smartphone as well? You do it over the app, or just you know what stations we're on?
We have a station here that is Relevant Radio, so it's really nice having it on the FM dial.
So yeah, how long have you been listening to us? Just for a couple years now?
It's been a month, actually. I just recently came back to the faith. I was an atheist for a long time, and I just went to Mass one day and then kind of discovered Relevant Radio, and it really changed my outlook and my view on everything, and it just made me a stronger person, believe it or not.
That's one of my favorite testimonies I think I've heard. You went from atheism to Catholicism. What led you to church and then ultimately to come back and to realize that, hey, truth can be found both through reason and that this is the church that Jesus Christ established?
Well, I was raised Catholic, so I was Catholic as a kid, and I left the church in my early 20s. And what led me away from it was I started to question the doctrine, and mm-hmm. and then that's one thing led to another, and then I just decided that atheism was the way to go. And if atheism were a church, I was probably a bishop in it, maybe even close to the Pope. So I was pretty fervent. I pray for all atheists every day during the chaplet.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you.
Call and donate now. Please help Relevant Radio continue to give our Lord a platform on the air and across the web. Call and donate now.
When you call, ask about making a recurring gift.
1-877-291-0123. Donate safely and quickly online at relevantradio.com or by using the Relevant Radio app.